It's a DUI statute. What the legislature tries to do is to block whatever works for defense counsel for DUIs. So this is meant to preclude any action regarding any aspect of what this panel does. Essentially, they're a star chamber. And, you know, you can look that up on the internet. When they say any action, that's the killer. Because you do not have recourse other than administrative to the very people who constitute the panel. You can't go to a court unless it's a U.S. district court alleging that this is a deprivation of civil rights. Federal court would look to the state statute and they'd say, hey, look, so far as we can tell, they constituted the panel correctly. And the notes of the panel show that they have acted in accordance with the statute. Number 8, the laundry list. It would ordinarily say including but not limited to the offenses enumerated. When you try to cover every type of behavior, you're going to leave something out. For instance, it doesn't say sexual activity with barnyard animals. So you've got a potential civil rights complaint there. Now, you may complain of a violation of civil rights. That doesn't mean they're going to give it to you. What they want is a guy who's cited for DUI to be found automatically guilty. Now, that is the basis for something right there, because the new paternity statute, it was a lot more than just a paternity statute, and it was federal, said essentially if you're accused of bothering a child by DES, the Family Services Division of the County Attorney's Office, any other state agency, they're automatically the father of the kid. So I got a petition for a special action saying that this does away with any due process. Or in other words, you've been deprived of your rights and you don't have any rights. All that somebody has to do, of course, this is before the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act did the same thing, only on a much bigger scale. Okay, so the hearing on the special action was set for Monday, and Friday, the worker for the county attorney's office called me up and said, I can't let this case result in the creation of bad law, so I'm just going to dismiss it. But she said, you know that he's the father. I said, I know for a fact he's not. Now, why she didn't ask, if you know that he's not, then you must have an idea who is. And I did. And it becomes this preclusive. You do have an axe to grind. The only time they're obliged under this statute to hold an open meeting is when it's to consider new allegations. Under this new statute, they do not have to hold open meetings or provide access to the DVDs. And that's another basis for taking a civil rights action, because this is not good stuff. These people are very dangerous. These people indirectly result in way too much harm.